Hey Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Good morning and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. You're lucky, folks. You get back-to-back days of JC. We had a scheduling conflict with Buddy Martin. Buddy will be joining us tomorrow on Wednesday's program along with Channing Crowder. But today's show, we're going to have JC and then we're going to have Steve Russell from Sports Scene WRUF. Talking Gator baseball, see what's going on with the baseball team. But first, let's go to the Titan Tomorrow Hotline. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, QB. I'm good. Yesterday we talked a lot about that Masters tournament. I'm still thinking about it. I was seeing some pictures today of our Masters champion from Japan flying home in the Delta terminal with the green jacket draped across a seat there that he was sitting in concourse, whatever, and going to catch his connecting flight in Chicago on his way to Tokyo. And I just was thinking to myself, if I had just won $1.8 million, there's a high probability I might have called a company to fly me direct home on a private jet. But you know something?
That's I don't know if I'm taking a private jet to Japan.
Well, you might have multiple stops. You're true, but you might be able to get a little bit bigger plane with fewer people crammed into it on a commercial flight 18 hours across the world.
Well, how do you know he wasn't flying first class?
That's true. Yeah, you're right. That's true. He could have been. I remember when Siwoo Kim won the TPC, he had the middle seat from Orlando, or rather Jacksonville to Atlanta. And then was catching his flight over the globe to Seoul, South Korea. You know, it's funny, too. I wonder, I guess they want to get back to Japan or where they live as soon as possible to celebrate their championship. But, you know, we got another big golf tournament this weekend in Hilton Head, South Carolina, where there are former Masters champions, former PGA champions, former U.S. Open champions playing in the field this weekend in Hilton Head. And I would almost think that if I won something like the Masters, and I really don't know, but I would almost think I'd want to get right back out there on the course and see if I could back that up with another good performance. But, a lot of these guys, they win these majors, and you don't see them for a month. You don't see them for 3 weeks. You don't see them for 3 weeks. They have to go through all the tours and all the appearances and all of the great things. I mean, Sergio Garcia was at the New York Stock Exchange after he won the Masters, given – interviews and talking about that, wearing his green jacket everywhere. So I know that when this young man gets back to Japan, they are going to really give him some love because Japan is golf crazy. They love golf over there.
Yeah, we got a couple of texts. Yesterday's show we had to take because of Jenny Rowland. They were traveling. But we got a couple of texts I want to read here.
Yeah.
This comes from Ryan. He says, Shane, I'm sure you were tuckered out from 4 days of Masters watching and already in bed when the Major League's replay pooped the bed again and screwed the Braves. But I'm guessing you've seen the video by now. I don't blame the ump for missing that live. But with damn camera angles or the replay booths watching that the rest of us ain't. Pitiful. I saw it live. I was just flipping through the channels. I saw the Braves wearing the old school uniforms.
Awesome.
And I saw that play, and I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea how, after going to replay, they still called the guy safe. He never touched home plate.
You think Major League Baseball's got something in it for Atlanta right now? I mean, they lose the All-Star game, they lose revenue, and they lose a game. That call was awful. You can't miss that call on replay. How do you miss that call on replay?
It makes
no sense to me. He never touched the plate. It was obvious that he was out. Strange things. Baseball is odd right now. The San Diego Padres are really good and the New York Yankees are very average. But the Padres have stepped up their roster for sure.
Well, their best player's out.
Well, he is, but they've got some really great players. And are you talking about Tatis?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah. Well, and they just gave him half of San Diego County, basically. He'll be back, though. So,
well, I don't know. I haven't heard the status. He swung and did something to
his shoulder.
I can't remember. I saw it, but he may have to have surgery on this some portion of his shoulder.
If he has to have surgery, then yeah, he's pretty much done for this. How would you like to pay a guy $300 million in a new contract and know that he didn't even get through April?
Yeah, that's not good. We got another text here from yesterday. It's from Darrow. It says, good morning, guys. I rarely watch golf on TV, but yesterday I found myself glued to the Masters. I would love to go to this tournament one day, even if it's just for a practice round.
Yes, you would.
Mm-hmm. You would love it for sure.
Yeah, it's a bucket list deal. No doubt about it.
Yeah. We got a couple of Facebook Lives brought to you by Melvin Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. And a couple of them involve Mike White. Chris says, our thoughts on the players that Mike White has brought in. I'll tell you this, and I'm on record, JC. I said it.
Yes, you are.
The roster will be better and is already better than it was when it left. They will be a better basketball team next year. It's just the way of the world right now. Alabama's added over half of Alabama's roster, I saw, is made up of transfer. That's where it is these days.
You find players wherever you can get them, QB. I mean, if they're going to let you pluck them out of free agency, then that's how it's going to be. Then do good at it. You know, be good at it. If you're going to be an organization that finds players on the waiver wire or on free agency, be good at it. If it's only recruiting, be good at that. If it's a dual signing period, be good at that. Whatever the rules say, just be good at it. I mean, I'll go with whatever they want to do. It's their deal. I just want to see good basketball from the team I follow or from the school I graduated from. You know what I'm saying, QB? So let me ask you this. I missed the second part of the show yesterday with Jenny, and she talked about, obviously, you know, the Nationals coming up. How is Florida's how is the gymnastics team health-wise? I was curious about
that. All she would tell us is we're going to be down one girl. I don't know which girl that is.
That's not
I'm sure bad. Somebody listening knows. We're the number one overall seed. This is only year two of where they have two different semifinals.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah, it's different. It's different, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different format. We got a couple of people here on Facebook Live that brought to you by Melvin Law, and I lost them. So they went through my feed, and I can't find them. So sorry about that.
Good technology.
One of them had something to do with Bryson DeChambeau. Pulled out of the Heritage because it's a par 71.
He will be
it's
in
not
every...
like Augusta, you know, because he called Augusta a par 67.
Well, you know, you have the ability to do some things at Augusta that at this place, man, you'll be caught up in the pine trees. He would be literally looking for his ball on most of the holes because it really demands accuracy off the tee at this place because it's kind of like that new Hawkstone Country Club they have here in the area of Gainesville, surrounding areas. It requires very premium and accurate driving off the tee box at Hawkstone. Okay. Have you tried out the new Hawkstone Country Club, QB?
I have not. I don't think it's changed. I think it's still very flat.
Unless
they've added some stones underneath the greens.
Well, it is a Hawkstone area. Yes. You should check out the gear they have, too, with the new logo and everything out there.
So, JC, before we get into our golf picks, and we're going to get to Steve Russell here in the second portion, talk Gator baseball. Are you excited about the NFL draft coming up?
Man, I'm very excited about that. I think for the first time in recent memory, I'm going to actually watch that thing from start to finish because of all the SEC players that are going to play, the Alabama guys, some of the Florida guys. Certainly, I think Kyle Pitts is going to be drafted in the top 10. I think he's going to go to the Miami Dolphins, and the reason for that is because we know who the first three picks are going to be. The Atlanta Falcons, I think, are picking fourth. They're not going to go with Kyle Pitts. And then I think it's right after – I just looked this up the other day. Gee whiz. After the Falcons, it's somebody else that doesn't need a Kyle Pitts type of guy, even though I think everybody needs a Kyle Pitts type of guy. But the Dolphins are going to get him. That's my prediction. We'll see if it comes true. But certainly I think we know who the first two picks are going to be. Whether the 49ers go with the North Dakota State quarterback or maybe Mac Jones, or somebody else is up in the air, because they made a big decision, the 49ers, to get that third pick away from Miami and take it themselves, because I think they're looking for a quarterback. Even though Garoppolo is still on the roster, he's not dependable. He'll either get hurt or he'll play erratically. So I believe the 49ers are looking to upgrade that position.
Yeah, I mean, from all reports, it's going to be Mac Jones.
Well, Chris, I think,
Kyle Shanahan,
I think Kyle Shanahan loves what Mac Jones's capabilities are with the way with his accuracy. I think that's what you got to be if you're a quarterback under Kyle Shanahan's system. I think you have to be an accurate passer. So,
well, you need to be an accurate passer to play in that league. You ain't going to play long. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
If you can't throw completions in that league, you will be looking for another job.
But Shanahan would be in that group of coaches, and you would agree with this, who's so offensive minded and he's top level offensive minded type of play caller. He's an Andy Reid type of guy, right? He's a Mike Shanahan type of guy, obviously. So he's the kind of play caller that, you know, it wouldn't be like you're playing for Pete Carroll.
No, exactly. I mean, he's a tremendous schemer. Refresh your vehicle and your brand with a vehicle wrap from WrapSpot. April's your lucky month at WrapSpot. Mention promo code Shane and receive 13% off your vehicle wrap. Speaking with JC here, he's subbing for Buddy Martin. Buddy will be joining us tomorrow morning. We'll have Steve Russell, the dean of sports talk in Gainesville, talking Gator baseball in the second portion of the show. Chris says on Facebook Live, I want to thank you and JC for getting me back into golf. It's been years since I played, but looking at new clubs. Thanks to you.
Hey, there you go. That a boy.
That's what we're here for.
That's it, man. And look, we can make golf interesting, you and I can, QB. I mean, not only because of our high-level picks that we make every week, but because of the way we discuss the events, certainly. I hope you go for those. Chris, if you're looking hard, I recommend the Ping G-Series irons. The new ones, I think, are the 425s. Go look at those. I hit the Ping G400, best iron I've ever hit in my life. A lot of people like TaylorMade irons. I would say go for these Ping irons there. And some people play a lot of – they play Callaways. There's too many Callaway clubs out there. Go with the Pings, Chris.
Well, there's a lot of – regardless, there's a ton of things to choose from out there. Don't forget, folks, go out. Go to potupwithshane.com. Register to win for the drawing tomorrow on the Chomp Harder hat. We've had a lot of winners, a lot of people I see on social media wearing the Chomp Harder
hat. Wow, it's taken off.
Okay, so back to the draft, JC. We know 1 and 2, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson.
That's right.
And then I think it's going to be Mac Jones.
Okay.
Where do you think your guy, Devontae Smith, is going to go?
Yeah, and that's the other guy Miami could go after too, because I think they've got to find people to help Tua, right? So to me, if it was up to me, this is tough because Devontae Smith, there's nothing I would say about Devontae Smith negative that would make me want to take somebody over him. But when you get somebody like Kyle Pitts, in my opinion, who can do so much, so many things other than just be a slot receiver or somebody outside, to run routes. Kyle Pitts, he's just a freak player to me. And when I say that in a very complimentary way. To me in the NFL, you have to find ways to be able to be effective in double coverage many times. Kyle Pitts can run routes, catch balls, and be effective against double coverage better than anybody I've seen come out of Florida. Really, he can, because of his size and his speed. Devontae Smith is one of those elite, I think, route running type of guys. But I don't know if and listen, he had one of the most famous plays with Tua in Alabama football history, right? 2nd and 26 against Georgia. So it's really difficult. I can't really say who will get Devontae Smith. I think Devontae Smith should go in as one of the top 10 picks, but I think the Dolphins are going to go for Kyle Pitts. And I think Pitts might go before Devontae Smith. Some people are concerned about Devontae Smith's size, his weight, whatever. That doesn't concern me. I mean, if the guy's open and can get open, he's going to catch balls. But Henry Ruggs had some problems at Oakland, at Las Vegas this year, with the physicality or the physical nature of the game. He had some issues dropping balls. That comes from, in my opinion, from guys who are afraid of getting racked by these defensive backs, even though the rules today favor offensive players. But Henry Ruggs will be a fine player, I think, in Vegas, as will Devontae Smith. But I think people look at Henry Ruggs and Devontae Smith the same way, and they look at Kyle Pitts as somebody completely extraordinary. And so I'm not sure where Devontae will go, but I'd say he's probably going to go after Pitts somewhere close in the first round.
Yeah, we'll see. Are they projecting Devontae Smith to be the first receiver taken off the board, or is it Jamar Chase?
I think it's Chase. I think it's Chase because
he's a freak.
Yeah, his physical. Well, no doubt about it. I mean, there's nothing lost by taking a guy like Chase. You know, Chase is everything you would want in a wide receiver in that league. His size, he reminds me of Odell Beckham, but he's probably going to be better than Odell Beckham. And I think that's because he'll stay healthy. He won't complain a lot. I think he's the kind of guy who's going to be a very exciting player. And I don't know who's going to get him. I think the draft is very interesting this year. A lot of SEC players. You know, what about Kadarius Toney? Where is Kyle Trask going to end up in the later rounds, perhaps? You know, second or third, maybe. So these are the things that interest me. I'm curious to see where some of these SEC players are going to be, because once again, this conference will probably have more guys drafted. Well, we'll have more guys drafted than any other conference.
You know who should be, who in my opinion should be the happiest player in the NFL right now?
The happiest player? Matthew Stafford.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. Well, there's
I think he's a really good player. Well, you're going to see how good he is now with Joe Brady calling plays for him. Oh, he's out of New York. Yeah. I don't even know who Carolina has at the skill positions around him other than McCaffrey.
They'll get people to catch football.
Yeah, because he is a good quarterback.
Oh, he is. He's very good. And I think Adam Gase, the biggest most curious hire in all of NFL is a guy who failed at Miami to go coach New York. That was one of the most curious hires. I couldn't figure that one out, and it failed. So Sam Darnold was unfortunately there, but Carolina is going to – yeah, I think you're right. With this offensive coordinator, with Matt Rhule letting him do what he wants to do, I think the Panthers are – look, they upgraded that position, QB.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they brought up this interesting question. I'm going to ask you this, JC. Out of the last three Oklahoma quarterbacks, Baker, Kyler Murray, and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
If you were going to start your NFL franchise, the JC Fighting Elephants or whatever y'all would be called, who would you, out of those three former Oklahoma quarterbacks, which one would you take?
Well, it would be Baker Mayfield. It would be Baker Mayfield to me, because I think with the right staff, he's going to flourish. Look what happened in Cleveland this year. And here's what's amazing. The Cleveland Browns are going to be drafting behind the New England Patriots for the first time in 30 years. Or whatever it is. So 20-something years, the Cleveland Browns are going to be drafted late. They were a very effective offense. And again, not to pick on poor Odell, but I think he's more of a distraction than anything else. And I think Baker Mayfield felt pressure with Odell Beckham in the lineup, just like the Giants did when they had him. He is just a guy – it's just too hard to deal with. I think Baker Mayfield is the guy I would go with. I mean, I just like Baker Mayfield. I think he's a smart quarterback. I think he can make the throws. He can make the throws, absolutely. He knows the game. He was coached by a great college offensive mind, and I think he knows what he's doing. And so you put a new coach in Cleveland. That new coach that they had in Cleveland really did well with Baker Mayfield. So I'm going with that. Who would you have picked?
No, I in the conversation, I said Baker as well. My second guy would be Kyler Murray. I still haven't seen enough of Jalen Hurts at that level to see. I'm a little surprised at the Eagles.
Going all in.
I don't know who else they have on their roster behind Jalen Hurts. Do you?
Yeah, I do not, and I don't even know where this coach came from in Philadelphia. No idea who this guy is. When he gave his opening press conference, I listened to that, and I was thinking I was watching something over there at GHS.
Speaking of coaches, I don't know if you saw this, but Tennessee State University has gone the route of Jackson State. They hired former Tennessee Titan
running back Eddie George,
who's never coached high school, never coached anything. Eddie George is their new head coach. You know who he hired on his staff as like a consultant?
I don't.
Jeff Fisher.
It's interesting. Well, you know, I'm not sure where the Eddie George thing came from. I'm sure it has to do with recruiting. But have you noticed that Jackson State's lost three games in a row since they won that first one?
I told you.
Nobody's talking about Deion now for coach.
No, they're horrible. And I told it. Well, they played the one Edward Waters, and they blew them out the first game of the year out of Jacksonville.
It's a vocational school. It's a vocational school for primary sakes.
Look, for the recruiting, they're going to get players that aren't good enough or don't have the test scores to go to the Power Fives. So like I told on this show, when was it during recruiting season, when social media was trying to flip it where Deion's out-recruiting Kirby Smart and Dan Mullen and all these SEC coaches. Anybody, they're crazy as hell. No kid is going to go there. No kid is going to go to that one of those schools if they have an opportunity to go to a Power Five school.
Of course not. I mean, of course they're not. And listen, I find it odd that they were playing football games right now, and I didn't know they played three games since that Edward Waters vocational.
Oh no, they're 3-3 or 2-4. Jackson,
they have a losing games. They have a losing record at this point. So Deion will do what Deion does. It was a big publicity thing. I don't know how effective he's going to be as a coach. Now he's got to, you know, like you said, he's going to find the best of what he can get that doesn't go to a Power Five school or even a group of fives. I mean, look, UCF, Houston, SMU, they put pros in the NFL too.
Yes.
They're great, you know.
Brandon says here on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mel Law, Coach Prime looks discombobulated on the sideline. And that's exactly what it looked like when he helped coach high school ball. I can't tell you how many times I've had people say when I'm at different high schools or whatever, or people out in the public, you know, how do you get this kid to come there? Well, there's a reason that the kid didn't make the test score or the kid didn't get accepted, and there's issues there. I think it's great for Jackson State. I think it's great for the SWAC. I'm anxious to see how Eddie George does at Tennessee State.
But again, this is not coaching football games, as you know. It's not about like being out in the recreation, out in the rec yard, out and, you know, and picking. I'll take this guy, you pick him. Okay, I got this one, you got him. I got this one, you got him. I mean, it takes a lot of work, and you have to be organized, I think, to even have a chance in this competitive landscape. Jeez.
Yep. All right, let's get to This Day in Sports, brought to you our good friends at Comfort Temp. Comfort is our business. Peace of mind is our promise. From now until May 31st, get our preventative maintenance plan for $169 and save almost 40% off the normal cost. Also, any maintenance scheduled between now and May 31st will be entered to win a Nest thermostat with installation. All right, 1986.
Oh,
This Day in Sports, the Masters. Jack Nicklaus wins his record 18th major with a one-stroke victory over Greg Norman and Tom Kite. And wins the Masters at the age of 46. He's the oldest winner of all time.
Yeah.
So he has 18 majors. How many's Tiger got? Is it 15?
15.
Yeah, Tiger won't get it. Tiger will not.
Not with one leg. And
if he had both legs, I don't think he could do it.
Probably not.
With the players that are out there these days.
Well, yeah. Jack, am I correct in saying he's won six Masters jackets?
Jack, hang on. That would have been his. It doesn't say, but I'm pretty sure he won six green jackets.
Yeah, so a third of his championships has come at one course. And then we heard all this baloney about from these media guys who have zero knowledge of golf, it seems. They need to move the Masters to a rotation like the British Open or the U.S. Open. It's such a misunderstanding of the entire event, of the entire thing that is the Masters. And you know, if you don't think Hideki Matsuyama is going to make $1 billion after taking this jacket and bringing it to Asia as the first male Asian to win a major, I think you'll be surprised when he does, because he is going to cash. It's going to be incredible. I mean, he'll get every Japanese tire company, car company, golf manufacturer, he's going to be a hero over there. And I don't know if he's ready for that, because his personality seems to be very reserved. And maybe he won't, but I think he will. They'll make a big deal out of him. But Jack winning at 46, dude, QB, that, I mean, You're 50. So that's, think about this. That would be like you winning something of to that degree 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. With your back and everything. Oh, of course, Jack didn't play football and wasn't rushed by, you know, Brian from the Philadelphia Eagles on a safety blitz. So you didn't have to deal with that. Yeah, Brian Dawkins didn't hit Jack Nicklaus.
No, Jack didn't take many shots in his day. JC, we got a text here on the Titan MR text line. It comes from Larry. Larry wants to know, JC, your Yankees stinking it up right now. Which team are you going to jump on now?
I told you this last year, Larry. I like the Braves, but now that the Major League Baseball hates the Braves, I'm going to go with San Diego. I remember I took that San Diego Padres hat out of the closet last year.
Well, what does it matter? What does it matter if Major League Baseball hates the Braves? You can still like
well,
them.
Well, I do like the Braves. I like the Braves a lot.
I love the Braves lineup.
I do. I love their lineup. They were disappointing in the playoffs last year. But I think the Braves – now, if he's asking me about an American League team, it's Tampa, because they somehow kicked the Yankees' tail. And I'm okay with it because they got a bunch of guys the Yankees don't even look at who are beating the Yankees. So, yeah, my Yankees are struggling right now. It's all about Aaron Boone. I've never liked him as a manager. I don't think he's ready for that job. I never thought they should have fired Joe Girardi, frankly. So, you know, the Yankees, it's always some sort of drama. It's always some sort of story. But I've always loved them, and I always will, and I'll probably die. And in my coffin, there will be a Yankees hat in there. But Tampa Bay is my American League team, even though they're in New York's, they're a rival of the Yankees. They don't remind me of anything like the Kansas City Royals of the 70s, who I hated. And I hated the Reds. And I hated the Boston Red Sox, Jeremy. I can't stand the Red Sox. So it's the Yankees, and then it's the Rays.
All right, JC, before we let you go, we got to do it a day early since Buddy had to reschedule.
Yeah.
Peachland Dentistry, mm-hmm. Gator Nation's number one choice for dentistry in Portland and surrounding areas. Visit them at peachlanddental.com, and it's time for JC and the QB golf picks. Okay, I'll go first since you're looking up who you're going to pick. It's the RBC Heritage and Hilton Head, right?
Yes. Hilton Head? Yes.
I'm going to take Matt Kuchar.
Give me Webb Simpson.
Oh, crap. I had him.
Ha, 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 ha. He's going to play well there. He is.
He always does. I'll take Colin Morikawa.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you. I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, he was another one I was going to pick. Gosh, dang it. My phone is not, for some reason, not updating here.
Tommy Fleetwood and
give me Daniel Berger.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my picks. I just love his game. Okay, so this is going to be interesting. My third pick will be I'm going to take a guy who I'm going to take Matthew Fitzpatrick on these greens and this tight course. So I got Simpson, Fitzpatrick, and who the hell did I just pick?
You got Fitzpatrick, Webb Simpson, and
– You didn't write it down either?
I wrote mine down. That's all I care about.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, it's on tape. We know who I picked. Gosh, what in the hell is going on? I'm going to have to go get that Prevagen. Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood. So I got two Brits.
Before we let you go, Rick wants to know on Facebook Live, have either one of us played Harbortown? I have not.
No, I've actually never been to Hilton Head. I've been to Columbia.
I've been to Hilton Head. I was there for Coach Spurrier's.
Mm-hmm.
What was I there? Maybe him and Jerry's 50th wedding anniversary celebration. I can't remember what it was.
How come Coach, when he lived and worked in Columbia, how come he never really spent much time at Myrtle and Hilton Head? Those are his destinations.
How do we know he wasn't over there?
We don't.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, those are okay. But anyway, give me those two British guys along with Webb Simpson.
All right, JC. I appreciate you working around your busy schedule.
No doubt.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Friday, my man.
You got it. Okay, bud.
That's JC joining us on the Titan MR Hotline. We're going to take our first time out of the program. When we come back, we'll be joined by Steve Russell, the Dean of Sports Talk, talking a little Gator baseball. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our Gridiron sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. G-Tech Sport, keep your athletes in the game with G-Tech Sport. Celebration Point Town Center, Center State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Big Mills Cheesesteaks, MB Listing, Cornerstone Financial, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Chick-fil-A on Archer Road, Aver and Smith, Dowling Signs, Chomp Carter Apparel, Ruse Ogre Agent, State Farm Insurance, Silver Cube Billiards and Sports Bar. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure to follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Celebration Points, where the Gators go to celebrate, with premium brands like Regal Cinemas, Dave & Buster's, Le Macaron, Sushi Hana, Bass Pro Shop, and coming soon in June of 2021, the HBC's new restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill and Visor's Tailgate and Rooftop Bar. We will see you at Celebration Point, where the Gators go to celebrate. We're trying to get a hold of Steve right now. In the meantime, if you got any questions or comments, we can discuss them on Facebook Live. You can also text me as well. We're trying to get a hold of the Dean of Sports Talk. And as soon as we do that, we will talk some Gator baseball. Gator baseball plays Florida State tonight. Big game. We lost to them, I guess, about a month ago up in Tallahassee. So a big week for Gator baseball. Then Missouri comes to town, and then the following week, I believe, we go to Vanderbilt. Softball this weekend has to travel to Alabama. They're having a tremendous year, as usual, with Tim Walton and his crew. We're still trying to get our man Steve Russell on, and our production staff will work hard on that. Let's see whatever we else have on here on Facebook Live. Rick says, Nicholas has won the most Masters with six between 63 and 86. Tiger has won five between 97 and 2019. Let's see. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have Buddy Martin from the Buddy Martin Show will join us, and we'll also have Channing Crowder, former Gator linebacker. He does a little radio down in the Miami area. We'll talk with him about his career, what he thinks the Dolphins may do with their first-round pick to help out with Tua. You know what we're going to do? We're going to try to take a quick timeout here, our second timeout, and try to get a hold of Steve Russell. In the meantime, let's do that, Mr. Producer. Let's take our second timeout of the program. We'll be right back.
Hey, Gators, this is Coach Steve Spurrier. Hot Up with Matthews in the Morning. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our Gridiron sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. G-Tech Sport, keep your athletes in the game with G-Tech Sport. Celebration Point Town Center, Center State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Doreen Wiebe Realtor Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parrish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Rap Spot, Okito America, Gators Dockside, Style Cuts, Ironwood Golf Course, TV Financial, Meadowbrook Golf Course, Darshakow Insurance. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure to follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. At Center State Bank, we put business first. We're the largest community bank in the state of Florida and understand that small businesses need a community business partner that they can rely on. Center State has four convenient Alachua County locations. Center State Bank, member FDIC. Still trying to get a hold of Steve Russell. Talk a little Gator baseball. Make sure you tune in tonight. The semis are going to be in town to play the Gators in a game that Florida needs to win, believe it or not. If you got any questions or comments, feel free to shoot them to us here on Facebook Live. Now my computer has frozen up on me, I think. No, there it is. Vince says here on Facebook Live, Tiger has 15 against tougher competition than Jack. Just my humble opinion. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to compare the different eras of Tiger to who he was playing against back when Jack was playing. So I'm not sure about that argument. Norman says, why are we starting Mitchum tonight? I guess he's referring to the starting pitcher. I hadn't heard, but we don't start any of our weekend starters during the midweek games. So that's why sometimes you see the Floridas, you know, all the top teams, Vanderbilt, they lose to the Middle Tennessee States of the world. Florida could lose to Stetson or Florida because you don't pitch your top guys. So anyway, that's so here we are. We got another Facebook Live from Lisa. Lisa says the 50th anniversary of Coach Spurrier and Jerry Spurrier was in Daytona Beach. And the answer to why he didn't spend time at South Carolina beaches is Florida beaches are the best. That's true. Well, there was some kind of celebration at Hilton Head, and I can't remember why I was there, but I thought it had something to do with the head ball coach. Maybe I'm losing my mind. But anyway, appreciate that, Lisa. Again, we're still waiting on Steve Russell. Don't forget tomorrow's program. We're going to be joined by Channing Crowder and Buddy Martin. If you got any questions for Channing, make sure you shoot those to us. At Chris Doering Mortgage, they do mortgage lending right, helping home buyers throughout Gainesville and North Central Florida. Call Chris Doering Mortgage today at 352-244-0840. I don't know if the game tonight, if someone knows, because my phone is acting up and I can't look anything up. I don't know if the game is on SEC Network tonight or not. Do we know that, anyone? Let me know. We got a. Say that again. Oh, we got Steve Russell. Outstanding. Steve, are you there? Oh, he's connecting. Okay. All right. Good. Because I didn't want to have to do the next 20 minutes by myself. I'm not equipped to do that. Good morning, Steve Russell. Are you there?
Yeah, man. Sorry, I had a little emergency I had to take care of. Sorry.
Oh, all good. I appreciate you taking the time to join us, sure. The Dean of Sports Talk. All right, Steve, let's do this. Let's talk a little Gator baseball. You do a little bit of broadcasting here and there. I was flipping through the channels the other night and watched a little bit of the Tennessee series. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. It reminds me a lot of last year's basketball team, Steve. The one that – I guess that was that last year or 2 years ago, whenever they were really highly ranked.
Was that two years ago? The year before, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know if it's a confidence thing, you know, but it just – it looks like the chemistry of this team is just not there. And it really dawned on me, you know, they bring Leftwich in out of the bullpen. He can't throw a dang strike. They take him out. He's throwing stuff in the dugout. It just – I just get a bad feeling right now. Can they turn this thing around?
Yeah, they can. You know, because I go back to the year that they won the whole thing, when they won the College World Series. I was with them. We opened the season at Auburn. They got swept at Auburn. And they, you know, eventually came back and won the whole thing. But to your point, you know, Sully was really worried, Shane, when everybody in the world said this was the best team in America, number one this, number one that, you know, kind of gets to your head. And before the season started, there were some injuries. You know, the bullpen doesn't have some arms that he would normally use, so that the bullpen got shrunk a little bit. And then nobody thought Judd Fabian would be struggling the way he's struggling, you know, based on, you know, where his draft status was and all that. So he kind of put all that together. Rivera, who last year had a terrific year at shortstop, struggled early. Now he's playing second base and Kerryon's playing short. So, you know, I think they're still trying to find exactly, you know, where they are. But let's not get away from this. In D1 baseball, they're still 18th in the country. They're going to host a regional. But maybe we're going to look back on that game Sunday, Shane, and think maybe this turned it around. Now, we'll see, because the next 2 weekends, they've got bad teams. You know, Missouri's not been good in the league, and Auburn's been awful in the league. Yeah.
So why did I think – do we play Vanderbilt anytime soon?
Yes, not soon, but coming up. Yeah, and that'll be here as well.
Okay, so how important – you know, these midweek games, we have someone asking why are we starting. Is it Mitchum tonight on the mound? Who are we starting tonight? Do you know?
Milton.
My eyes are so bad I can't see the screen anymore. So, but, you know, usually the midweek games – I don't want to say you don't care about them because obviously the SEC series are the most important. But how big do you think this game is tonight against FSU? The way the season's played out so far, us losing to them up there about a month ago, how important is the game tonight?
It's important, but, you know, it's not going to mean a whole lot down the road if Florida accomplishes its goals, right? If it gets to host a regional, then if you beat FSU, great. If you don't, that's okay too. And I know there's a segment of the fan base, you know this in football. You can win every game, but a lot of fans don't want to lose to FSU. Well, it's the same thing in baseball. They don't want to see Florida lose to Florida State in baseball, especially after they got bopped, you know, in Tallahassee the first time. But look, the SEC is the most important thing. And doing well there springboards you to the postseason. But here's the difference in this postseason, Shaner. This year, because of COVID, they're announcing the regional pairings earlier. It's going to be at the end of April instead of around Memorial Day. So that's why it's really important to have a good April, so that when the committee sees what you've done, they award the bids based on just what you've done to the end of April. So in that regard, it'd be nice to beat FSU.
Speaking of, you know, What does the Gator team, you know, your goal is to be a top 8 seed to host the regionals, super regionals, all that.
Yep.
Do you think, I think they're like 18th in the country right now. Is there any way they can play themselves into one of those top 8 seeds?
Yes, but difficult because there's not that many games left. You know, you've got these two series coming up. So let's say Florida goes 5-1 in those games in the SEC. And then you win your midweek games. Then, depending on what everybody else does, because look at the SEC, how top-heavy it is. Arkansas is really good. Florida did beat Ole Miss 2 out of 3. That's going to help their resume. They got Vanderbilt left. Arkansas has to be played yet, the last series of the year. So, yeah, it's possible, but they've got to have some help.
Yeah. When you look at the pitching staff, you know, usually when you think of Sully's teams, that's the strength of the team, pitching and defense. Well, we've struggled defensively as well. Do you like what Sully's done, how he's taken Mace and Leftwich and, you know, you had the opener like the Tampa Bay Rays did for – and I think the Rays still do that. Do you like the way they're doing that?
I'm not a fan of that personally, but I'm old school. You know, I was raised on you're a starter, you're a middle guy, you're the closer. But baseball's changed, and you have to change with it. Look, I understand why he did what he did. It just didn't work out. You know, Alemán was terrific as a starter the other day. I mean, it wasn't his. The thing I would say, and he knows his team way better than me, but there are some guys like Alemán who can start and relieve. I'm not so sure Leftwich has it in his head that he can relieve. It worked the first time. It failed miserably the other day. So to me, you go back to Leftwich starting, unless there's a confidence issue with him or there's something we don't know about. But I understand why Sully did it, because he wants to get his best arms, you know, in an SEC weekend series. It worked with Ali Muhammad, but it didn't work with Leftwich the other day.
Steve, when you, you know, like I said, this reminds me of how the basketball season started, played out a couple of years ago. And as a coach and a former baseball guy, you know, whether it's, you know, the teams not believing in one another, the chemistry, whatever, because I look in that dugout when, you know, when the camera pans the dugout, it just looked different than when you looked at the Tennessee dugout. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is this one of these deals where when you're struggling like this, you give the kids a couple of days off? You know, I know Sully's a grinder, though. You know, when things aren't going well, coaches want to get back out there and practice and do this and do that. But baseball is a game of failure. You know, you're going to fail more times than you're successful. Sure. So what would you do if you were the skipper of the Florida Gators program right now?
Wow. I would get my team together, Shane, and I would say, to hell with polls, to hell with what expectations are, because I think that's a burden this team has worn since the start of the year. So just forget it and play. And to your point, Tennessee, people forget about this. Vitello has done a really nice job with that program. And last year, they were good before, you know, when the season ended. It wasn't like, you know, Tennessee was terrible, but they're still on the rise and they're still kind of an unknown. And so they're playing loose, because there's no burden on them. Well, there's a heavy burden on Florida because of that preseason expectation. And I think that's worn on this team. So I get them together, and I love what happened the other day in the Tennessee game when there was some chirping going on and Christian Scott joined to Tennessee and started yelling at him. I loved that, because sometimes that can galvanize your team. That can turn things around. And that's what I think Sully is hoping, that maybe that's the spark this group needs.
For all your in-depth Gator recruiting news, go to firstand10florida.com. Use promo code 2 for 2 right now and get 2 months free for just $2. firstand10florida.com, your premier Florida Gators recruiting news source. So speaking with Steve Russell here from WRUF, you can listen to him Monday through Friday at noon to 2 on Sports Scene. Been doing it forever. That's why he is the dean of sports. So, Steve, let me ask you this. Judd Fabian, you know, it's kind of the same thing. I don't want to say pressure was put on him, but everybody said, you know, he may be the greatest baseball player to ever come through the University of Florida, yada, yada, yada. So just struggling. I mean, that's basically, he's been moved all around the lineup. Can he get it going?
Yes. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have, if you look back at the history of baseball, there are just bad seasons where you just, for whatever the reason, don't get it together. You have a bad year, okay? That's the fear, I think, that of Judd Fabian. He's going to have a bad year. But we've also seen where a hitter has a bad first half and it catches fire in the second half. Well, that's the hope for him. But I think he just needs to relax. Sully's done, you know, he's moved him down in the order to get less pressure on him. But the thing that surprised me the most is he's missing fastballs that normally, you know, he does damage to. And I think it's, again, just part of the pressure. So sometimes it just takes a lucky hit. Sometimes it just takes a freak thing to get you going. And hopefully he will, because right now, I mean, when he connects, it's obvious you can see the power. It's obvious you can see what scouts see. But the strikeouts is what's alarming. He's just not making contact.
Has there been one player that has surprised you this year for Florida?
Surprised. Not really, because I expected Jacob Young to be, he's been great as the leadoff hitter. Love to watch him play. I always thought Hickey could hit. Maybe before he got hurt, Gassetti, because I don't think anybody thought Mac Gassetti was going to fit into the catching picture, and he just kind of willed his way into the lineup and was doing great before he got hurt. And then Halter, you know, he's another guy. Acton had been playing second base on a pretty regular basis, but, you know, he's been kind of booted out because of the way Halter has played. And now you're trying to deal with Carrion and Rivera and, you know, what to do with them. So, again, I think at the beginning of the year, you thought McMullen, you thought Rivera, you thought, you know, whoever at second base. And then, Chris Armstrong, if you remember, started at first base, but he's not a good defender. And he's been relegated to either DH or an occasional start. And Thompson, I think, has been a surprise, too, as a freshman. He didn't have a good series at Tennessee, but you can see he's going to be a good player.
Steve, so let's look at the SEC. I mean, it's just a bloodbath week in and week out. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen it this strong. You've been around the league a lot longer than I have. I would say most people would say Vanderbilt's the team to beat, especially with their two pitchers. But I want to say the other day, Georgia shelled Rocker, just destroyed him. How strong – is this the strongest you've ever seen the SEC baseball?
It's the strongest at the top, Shane, but it's a very top-heavy league. If you take a look at the standings, there's some really good teams, and then there's some bad teams. You know, Auburn, LSU. Who would have thought LSU'd be 3-9 in the SEC? That's what they are. That's, I mean, by LSU standards, that's just ridiculously bad. So you've got a really top-heavy league. The team nobody's talking about that I really like is Arkansas. You know, Dave Van Horn always has good teams in Fayetteville. They're strong. Again, they don't have the lighters and the rockers, but they just go out and beat you. Ole Miss doesn't hit a great deal, although the other day was an 18-14 game, if you saw it. But they pitch it pretty well, generally speaking. So I think at the top teams are really good. And then there's teams like Georgia, even Missouri, who on a typical day could beat you, but the bottom league teams, Auburn, you know, those that bunch there is pretty bad.
You ever seen a staff with the two pitchers like Rocker and Leiter in college? I mean, Florida's had some good ones.
Yeah, not with that high a pedigree in terms of the draft. And I happened to watch that game Thursday, and Rocker was just off. And I think people just think they just roll them out there and they're human. You know, great pitchers in the big leagues have bad days once in a while, and he did not have a good day. And Georgia was very patient with him. They got his pitch count up and they knocked him out. And I don't think Vanderbilt's relievers, they're okay, but I don't think their pitching staff's very deep. So that's going to be something to watch down the road here. If their stud starters falter, I don't know how good they're going to be.
We got a Facebook Live here for you, Steve, brought to you by Mellon Law. It's from Ken. He says, football and basketball have leaders. Is there a leader on this baseball team?
Yeah, I think Jacob Young is just by sort of example, because the way he goes out and plays hard every day. But I don't know, and here's the other thing. We can't travel with him anymore. We don't hang around them anymore. So, when we used to be able to do that, you could kind of see it at the team breakfast or the team meal, who was doing what. You could hang out in the dugout before the game and see who was doing what. We can't do that now. So, if you're being really honest, I don't know as much about this team as I've known about past teams, because you can't hang with them. But just from what I see, I think Jacob Young is in there. And there's a lot of respect, I think, for a guy like Tommy Mace, who goes out there every start and, puts it out there. But I don't know that there's, one guy that's got the, the team by the collar.
They increased capacity. How many you think will be there tonight for Florida State?
I think the capacity is it 50 now? I don't know, but there's more. But, we've seen places in the SEC opened it up.
The Mississippi schools don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. But, there'll be as many people as you can put in there tonight. And I went to the Ole Miss series, and it did make a difference, Shane, from just the capacity that was to the capacity that was allowed in that series. You could just tell the difference. So it'll be a good crowd tonight.
Yeah, hopefully, we can get that thing filled up, because I watching the Tennessee, we all know about Duty Noble, Mississippi State, LSU. We know about Ole Miss, the great environment there, especially with the student body. I don't know if we've yet felt that in the new ballpark with the student body, because Tennessee had it the other night with those crazy kids they had right by their dugout. I just love that for college baseball. I think it's important. So hopefully our student body will get involved somehow in the new ballpark.
Yeah, and here's going to be the problem with that, is because this year the semester ends early. There was no spring break. So the semester actually ends next week. So how many students are going to be left in town, going to be able to go to games? And honestly, I'm not hammering the kids, but there's never been a great deal of student involvement here.
No.
Whatever the reason compared to some of the other SEC schools. But I'm hoping, I have seen an increase because I think the kids love the new ballpark. But I'd love to see, like Tennessee does, Shane, a section
you know,
where they just get on you. And that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Well, Steve, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. You can hear Steve 12 to 2 on WRUF. Does a tremendous job in doing a long time sports scene. Steve, be safe, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yeah, and again, I apologize for, but at least we got it. I just had to handle something. So
all good, my man. Thanks for your time. As Steve Russell joins us on the Titan Tomorrow Hotline. Today's show is a wrap, brought to you by RapSpot. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We'll have Buddy Martin and Channing Crowder. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.